the key issues. Joining me now is Charlotte Barber, the Director of Tax at the Institute of Chartered Accountants in Scotland. Hello, Charlotte.
Hello there. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Now, you've been looking at this for us. Back to basics. What new tax powers are coming to Scotland?
Well, bear with me one moment if I just take a slight step back, because I, in my conversations with different people, I tend to find there's slight confusion sometimes about the powers we've got already and which are going to be implemented from this April 2016, the Scottish rate of income tax. And as you know, HMRC have been sending letters out to people to say whether they are or aren't Scottish taxpayers. And those powers provide for a single rate of income tax to be levied on behalf of the Scottish Parliament, and it will be conducted through UK income tax and by HMRC or employers, as the case might be. So we already have some powers coming, and I think what's being discussed by the Labour Party just now might be looking at that Scottish rate of income tax, which we're getting now. But of course, quite a lot of the discussion around Scottish rate of income tax, which we're getting from this April, has been overshadowed, I think, by all the proposals that followed the independence referendum and the Smith Commission. And the upshot of that went into the Scotland Bill, which, of course, a lot of people have been focusing on recently. The Scotland Bill is not yet enacted, but when it is, say it becomes a Scotland Act in 2016, then we will have further powers coming to Scotland. The Secretary of State suggested we might have these from 2017, but we don't know yet.
So it's complicated, Charlotte.
Well, it is slightly complicated, and I think because there's maybe a lack of clarity in the fact it's coming in two tranches, one coming already, and that's what's being discussed today, I think, around the Scottish rate of income tax.
All right, well, you provide clarity then. What's being proposed by the parties?
Well, that comes in two steps too, what the current Scottish Government has proposed in their budget, and what's to be discussed is the Scottish rate of income tax, because that needs to be set for this April so that it becomes incorporated in people's PAYE codes, or the self-employed have to pay it. And as was announced before Christmas, it's proposed that that should be 10p in the pound. Now, the way the Scottish rate of income tax works is that 10p in each band, you know how you and I pay tax at 20%, 40%, 45%. 10p is taken out of each of those to become 10, 30, 35. And it's for the Scottish Parliament to instate its own rate. And John Swinney has suggested that this should be at 10 pence, which would mean that in effect we end up paying the same amount as we would under the UK rates anyway. But it is an active decision to keep it at that same rate. And of course, perhaps the downside of the Scottish rate of income tax is that it is one single rate, so it's the same across all the bands. So if you put it up by a penny, as Labour might suggest here, then it hits those who just pay basic rate, it hits those who pay higher rate, it hits those who pay the additional rate consistently, one pence right across all those bands. So, and it's obviously there's a debate around that as to whether one thinks it's fair or not.
Charlotte, I'm keen to ask you about the rebate. I know you've looked at this first. This is this rebate that Kezia Dugdale is proposing. Mm-hmm. Have you had a look at how this would work?
Well, I'm not 110% sure myself exactly how it would work, having just recently seen the proposals. Of course, the Scottish rate of income tax, as it's currently proposed, and as it will be proposed in the forthcoming powers, when they come, will all be collected by HMRC. And I guess PYE and things like that are a fairly centralised collection mechanism. So I don't imagine that HMRC staff, who, let's face it, are hard-pressed, or employers who are operating payroll, have a great deal further capacity for rebates within the system. But I'm not sure. For myself, working in UK taxes, I haven't come across a mechanism like this before.
Okay.
Doesn't mean it can't be done.
All right. Charlotte Barber from ICAS, thank you very much indeed. Now,